giant marketing podcast. Okay. It's Monday. The clocks make us feel like it's lunchtime already, but I'm just like broadcasting live in my group and everywhere. Thanks to Paul Hollis's stream as well. And want to talk marketing. And I think we're going to talk about one thing I'm going to relate in my quantum leap of where I'm going. And that is taking a giant leap of creation, looking at specifically enough what that giant leap brings to the table before we go into more about marketing. It's more of inspiration today. If you are out there saying to yourself, I'm giving up. I don't want to do this. I can't do this. It took me a long time to get to where I am today. A lot of blood, sweat, tears, sacrifice to get where I'm at. And it's hard work. The whole thing, well, you work your 4-hour day. Some of these entrepreneurs would say that, yes, once you get to a certain level, no doubt, you get your team. I have a team doing things right now. But you got to put the work in. The most successful entrepreneurs do it, and the most successful CEOs do it. So my inspiration for you today is you can do this. Whatever project you have, whatever thing people say you can't do it, you prove them wrong. Any project can have success, regardless if it doesn't seem like it has a marketplace or not. That's the missing point. If you have a story, you have a hook line, you have an audience, you can do it. It doesn't matter who you are, you can do it. Don't look at metrics. Don't look at likes. Don't look at followers. Don't look at any of that stuff. Look at the result. Am I growing? Am I reaching my audience? And am I doing something really, really special? One thing is I would not overtly promote all the time. I try to do only most of my promotion on podcasting. And I guess with live stream, it seems like I'm overtly promoting, as you see Neil Haley come out every day in the Median Giant Marketing Podcast or whatever live thing today. Just to give you an update today, I had Steve Trudino. He has a Netflix special. I interviewed him today. I had Adam Glassman talking about Oppenheimer and the Oscars. That'll all go out in my podcasting. I've not live streamed that yet. And I had a great guy, Lenny Clark. Lenny Clark was a phenomenal guy for a show called Extended Family Tuesdays on NBC. Tomorrow, Mark Cuban's brother, Brian Cuban, joins live at 1 p.m. Eastern, out in the grotto with Greg Hanna. Just kind of these things. I don't know what media marketing podcast tells you this stuff, but those are the guests. I don't know how many shows I'm doing anymore. Thank goodness I have a team. It's a crazy grind, but it's worth it. It's something I dreamed about 15 years ago. So this is what this podcast is about today. Dream big, dream bigger than you ever dreamed before. My documentary will be going out in Indiegogo this week. Dream bigger, going back to wrestling, professional wrestling. Dream bigger, go back to working with amazing tours that you wish you never gave up. Dream bigger, have bigger celebrities on. Dream bigger. That's all I'm saying is create the dreams and you want. You look at people like Michael Jordan. You think Michael Jordan, when he got cut off his 9th grade basketball team, he gave up. I'm done. I'm doing this. Well, Michael Jordan is showing the same tenacity on the court as he does in the business world. Dream bigger. We only have one life, and that life has to be create a legacy for yourself. And if you don't do that, that's the big thing. I don't have a lot to say right now. I want to shout out to Eric Sue and Neil Patel. Someday I'll be hanging out with Eric Sue at a founders event. That's a goal of mine. I listen to Marketing School Podcast every day now. Media Giant Marketing Podcast will be next to Marketing School Podcast at one point in time. Why? Because I'm here to have an audience to talk to you guys. I miss the days of Clubhouse, the way Clubhouse was. I spent Clubhouse 17, 18 hours a day a few times. Now you come here to Media Giant life, the Media Giant world, and you're in my world 24/7, and that's what you hear about. So anybody that has a dream, has a book, has a thing, never do that. Give up. Once we give up in our brain, say, I can't do this. I'm not good enough. Guess what happens? You will become not good enough. You will become somebody who has given up in life. I remember back in the day, I'm not worthy. I'm not doing what these other people do. I can't do this. I'm not that. I'm not this. all these things going through my brain. I'm going to fail. How am I going to bail myself out? Those subconscious ideas, forget about it. You'll look at specific successful people, study them. Take that blueprint and see how they did it. And do you think they have any doubt in their mind? Lenny Clark said today on the podcast, he believed in himself, came from humble beginnings. We shouldn't have anything that we tell ourselves. So comment in the section in Motivational Monday on my podcast and say, what is your project? What do you want to succeed? And I'd love to jump on a call and talk to you about it because I believe in you. I know the self-doubting things that come in your brain every day. I'm not good enough. I'm not worthy enough. I can't do this. I'm not great enough. I'm not. You are. You can do this. You have to believe in yourself to achieve this. If you're a lot saying, hey, no one's going to buy my book, or I'm not getting book sales this week, and I'm going to start blaming people, put it on your vision board right up here. I have a vision board right here. And visualize it and look at it. Even when things are going down, as I'm visualizing and looking at my board right now, and I see these numbers and knowing everything is going to happen because I wrote it down. I guarantee people that don't believe in the law of attraction, that don't believe in the laws, do the same thing in mindset. There was a last story. The founder of Spotify got turned down by Google. Basically got turned down by Google. And he had to come up with a way because he was out of work and put on a board, create something on a whiteboard that's going to make money. He sold it for $1 million, met his investor. They came up with Spotify, and the rest was history. He had a very successful life. He really did some amazing things, but he had to say to himself, I have these conversations with wrestlers all the time now getting back into professional wrestling, and they constantly doubt themselves. They constantly think they can't do it. Everyone's saying, well, we'll see what happens. We're not going to get this kind of crowd. We don't have this kind of money. You're manifesting. That will happen forever. I won't. I'm going to keep on trucking. And tomorrow, Media Giant Marketing Podcast, hopefully I see from Marketing School Podcast any of the conversations, and I'll tell you. But the power is get on a camera. Pick up something. Come up with a story, an idea, or something, and just do it. There's so many people out there doing it, and they give up. Don't give up. Don't give up the fight. You can do it. And make sure go to neilhaley.com. Schedule a call for me today. If you want to be on a guest on my show, if you want to schedule a call to think about writing a book, talk about anything, I'm happy to have that conversation because I'm giving back as I continue to grow as a brand. And I'm coming after you, Gary V. I'm coming after you, Neil Patel and Eric Sue. I love you, but I'm coming after you. I'm coming after you, Alex Hormozi. I am laser focused on accomplishing something really big. If I call myself the media giant, do I have to have something small? Absolutely not. Bigger is better when you have, you're hanging out with a media giant. Take care, guys. We'll talk tomorrow. I love you guys, and thanks for tuning in. All right. See you later. I got to come up with a tagline, right? Take care.